Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Governor Pritzker today called once again on President Trump and the White House to step up supplies of protective equipment, ventilators, and other apparatus to help medical personnel fighting the spread of coronavirus. His call comes as state leaders confirm hundreds of new COVID-19 cases across Illinois.
Dr. Ngozi Ezike is director of the Illinois Department of Public Health.
I'm sad to report that there are 488 new cases in Illinois for a total of 3,026 individuals with COVID-19.
Governor Pritzker announced the creation of an emergency alert system for medical personnel.
This includes all physicians, nurse practitioners, registered nurses, physicians assistants, respiratory specialists, medics.
Lisa Pritzker says the system will help dispatch medical personnel to where they're most needed during the COVID-19 pandemic. The governor also called on the federal government to provide more things such as testing kits and ventilators to Illinois and to help eliminate the competition for such supplies that he says make them extremely difficult to procure. Jim Gotis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The stay-at-home order in Illinois will likely extend deep into April. Mayor Lori Lightfoot told reporters she doesn't want to get ahead of the governor, but predicts it's realistic that it would be extended. Lightfoot revealed at the city hall the city would be working with the Department of Housing now to step up a grant program for people affected by the COVID-19 pandemic.
The grant program will take $2 million from the Affordable Housing Opportunity Fund to provide one-time grants to Chicagoans impacted with rent and mortgage payments.
Lightfoot ordered the lakefront, the 606 trail, and adjacent parks and trails closed indefinitely and has also extended the Chicago Public Schools closure through April 20th. And the Salvation Army is reminding those who are practicing social distancing not to practice social disconnection.
The Salvation Army Metropolitan Division recently opened an emotional and spiritual care support hotline. Major Johanna Pook says it's for people looking to talk about their concerns or seeking prayer support.
Our goal was to create a pastoral response team to be made available to the public so that we are able to provide emotional and spiritual care to individuals who are being affected or impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic.
The hotline number is 877-740-8829, and staff are standing by from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
We also have a system in place where voice messages can be left.
The Salvation Army says the mental and emotional health of a community is just as important as its physical needs.
We know that we are all having incredible needs right now, and we know that in one way or another, we are affected.
Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Unemployment in Illinois and across the country may be at record levels because of the virus, but a lot of companies are hiring right now. One expert is sharing best practices about interviewing during this unprecedented coronavirus pandemic.
While pink slips have been going out in mass quantities, Andy Challenger with the outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas says some sectors are hiring.
Convenience stores, supermarkets, with delivery services, and online order fulfillers.
Interviews are likely to be held quickly and over the phone or webcam to keep up with social distancing. So he suggests trying to connect with the employer and show an openness during these unprecedented times.
You need to present yourself as competent, but also somebody who is likable and will come and be flexible during a time of a crisis.
While the job may start off as temporary, he says valuable workers can turn those into permanent gigs. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A patient at Northwest Community Hospital in Arlington Heights who was confirmed to have COVID-19 has died. The Daily Herald reports the patient was admitted on Monday. The hospital identified the person only as being in their 60s with severe underlying health conditions. With two CTA employees testing positive for COVID-19 this week, employees are wondering whether social distancing can protect them from getting sick. Keith Hill, the local union president, tells CBS 2 he has a warning for the city. Many buses still fill up, and this puts drivers and others at risk.
They're more concerned with a dollar amount during these times. They're going to have a major problem with my union and my members.
Mayor Lightfoot says she has considered rear loading so passengers can keep their distance from drivers. The transit agency has maintained its regular weekday schedule throughout this, even with ridership down more than 70% as people work from home. Metro has made cuts to its service to accommodate a reduction in riders. And a St. Charles man's dream visit to Machu Picchu has been derailed by the pandemic.
Joe Moretta turned 20 last week and tells the Aurora Beacon News his dream has always been to celebrate it while meditating at Machu Picchu high in the Andes Mountains. After working hard and saving his money, Moretta and his uncle made it to Peru in time. But when they landed, health officials told everyone on the plane they had to leave because the country was being shut down. They've been unable to find a flight out and are, as he puts it, stuck like a prisoner in a Lima hotel room. Pat Cassidy, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.